You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Diamondbacks and the Astros at Minute Maid Park on Thursday. And listen, Ketel Marte is only human. You couldn't pass up that chance either. Let's pick it up top three. It's runners on the corners for Jeff Mathis facing Mike Fiers.
And one bounces by Gurriel. It's into right field. Marte is home, and it's 1-0 Diamondbacks.
1-0. Descalso drives it in the air. Deep right center field, way back towards the wall, and it is off the wall, and it bounces away from Mariznick. Descalso on his way to third. He's going to be waved home by Tony Parascica. He's going to have an inside-the-park home run.
Jake Lamb drives one deep right center field, and that ball is out of here. It's in the bullpen for Jake Lamb, his 26th, and it's 3-0 Diamondbacks. Two on, two outs, two balls, and two strikes. Got him! Patrick Corbin, two big strikeouts, and he strands two. Bounce to shortstop, Ketel Marte. Patrick Corbin in Houston, eight scoreless innings. He holds a 4-0 lead.
Behind a dominant effort from Patrick Corbin and an inside-the-park home run by Daniel Descalso, the Diamondbacks roll to a 4-0 win against the Astros at Minute Maid Park on Thursday. Here is Arizona skipper Torey Lovello.
So what did Patrick say when you asked him to give him reasons to go out for the ninth?
Well, first of all, it was a pretty special day for him. He held a very offensive team in check. He probably should have thrown 10 to 12 less pitches if we played better defense, and he picked his defense up. He made pitches. He shut out a very good ball club. So I asked for two reasons. He only needed one, and I heard him loud and clear, and we agreed that he was going to be on a very short leash. And it's hard to take your starting pitcher out of a game in that moment, in that time, but I feel like it was the best thing for our team to win this ball game. Well, you know, sometimes I'll ask the pitchers why they deserve to go back out for that next inning. And I typically ask the guys for two reasons, and I wait for two reasons. But his answer was pretty clear to me, and I didn't need any more.
Sorry, what did he say?
You know, that's between he and I. If he wants to tell you, he can tell you.
Watch the postgame show. This is the command, the conviction, and the confidence. There's a nice little convergence there for him, isn't it?
Second game in a row, it's been very positive and very good. And you know, you could see quickly that he was navigating the strike zone with two different pitches at any time. A lot of swing and miss with the slider. I think the breaking ball was fantastic. He was able to throw it where he wanted, when he wanted. But I think that was set up by fastball command, aggressive in the zone, and he did his job. I mean, I can't say anything better about his outing.
The offense, and then the lightning bolt from the inside the park home run that kind of propel you a little bit.
You know, we always look for fun moments in the dugout, and I think the guys had a good time with that. But the bottom line is that Daniel drove that ball, and it was an inside the park home run, and it gave us a run, and that was a pretty crucial moment. So I thought there was a lot of things we did well offensively that were showing signs of happening yesterday late in the game. And Jake Lamb hit the big home run. I thought there was some timely hitting by Jeff Mathis. And then we had an aggressive baseball, base running move by David that led to the other run. So it was a good day.
How about the catch by Herman?
You know, he navigates the wall, navigates that little corner, that little area. And then, you know, you're holding your breath because this park can play small in certain areas at certain times. And he goes up and makes a great play and throws a strike to third base. So it's a good play by Herm, and it's especially great because he doesn't get a lot of time out there. So I know he's working hard when nobody's out there watching to make sure that players like that are made.
So why did you not want to let him finish that?
You talking about Patrick? I felt like it was time to turn it over to the bullpen. You know, he had over 100 pitches, but that wasn't the real reason. I just didn't want it to run away from us, and I felt like we had some really good arms down there in the bullpen that were going to end the game. And for me, most important thing at that point in time was to win this game.
Timing for him and for you guys in the last two. You really needed that from that kind of guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, he steps up after a tough day yesterday. He stepped up the last time for us and did the exact same thing. So it's nice to see him trending that way. I know he's getting on a nice roll. We want that to continue. I know Patrick will do everything to make that happen.
Torrey, with the way he's throwing, with Robbie coming back, what's the confidence level in your rotation?
Well, I think we have confidence in all of our guys. We believe in our guys, but we're missing somebody that's very special in Robbie Ray. But it was time for other guys to step up, and I think this past tournament, Zach Greinke did it. I know Patrick's done it now twice, so it'll be a good boost when we get him back. But in the meantime, these guys have done their job. So we love our guys. We love all of our guys, and we'll see where that leads us.
What have you learned about your club going through as it's become a little tougher here lately? What have you learned about your club?
That they're tough and they're resilient and they haven't changed through this entire month of baseball where we haven't had a lot of success with wins and losses or more with wins. And they have fun staying in the moment. They enjoy being around one another and they've relied on one another. And it's been fun for me to see these guys get a little bit closer to fight through this moment as a family.
Spacesuit thing, the whole Houston thing. I mean, that's part of what you're doing here to change the attitude and atmosphere around here.
Well, it's something that obviously I enjoy. I guess that I got kind of ratted out by Archie. But I think these guys really, really enjoy it, and I kind of give the go-ahead to make it happen. And the themes are always up to them. They come up with good ideas. But the bottom line is it's a long season. It's grinding. And they care so much. And sometimes people think that we're here goofing off in those moments. It's really to create some balance and get away from the grind of what happens every single day for 8 months. It takes your mind off of things and puts it in proper perspective. So these guys laughed and joked and had fun. They never look past 7 o'clock. I'm always very careful to pay attention to that. But it was a good moment for us as a ball club to come here in those outfits.
One more Houston-related question about Paul. Just what he does for your ball club day in, day out. He got another hit today.
Yeah. Paul Goldschmidt, for me, should deserve and continue to deserve MVP consideration because of the value he brings inside and out of this ball club. And on a daily basis, he does things that nobody even sees or pays attention to from a leadership role. And then you get him on the field, and he's dynamic and can beat you in a variety of ways. So there's no let-up to his game. There's no let-up to his personality. And like I said, from day one, I'm just honored to watch him and sit in the dugout and get the best seat in the house for the Paul Goldschmidt Show.
There have been only 7 inside-the-park home runs hit by major leaguers this season. 3 of those 7 have been Arizona Diamondbacks. The latest of those, Daniel Descalso on Thursday. His inside-the-park home run, part of a 4-0 win for the Diamondbacks on Thursday, as he spoke to the media after the game.
I have to start with Patrick Corbin. From your perspective, how good was he?
Pat was outstanding today. Commanding his slider on both sides of the plate. Getting ahead of guys, mixing in good fastball. I mean, he dominated a really good lineup today.
This is back-to-back outings by him when you guys really needed something like that, right, team?
Yeah, today was you don't want to call it a must-win, but this is a good team, a type of team we would face if we get into the playoffs, and they got us the last 2 nights, so Pat came out and gave us a real quality outing, just like he did the last time he pitched.
I have to ask you about the hit. When did you know you might have a shot?
I hit it good, and it took a nice bounce for me. Kicked off that wall hard, took a hard, kick into towards center, and, just tried to go as fast as I could and watched TP, and he kept waving me, we scored a run out of it.
You got to trust Tony, though, there, right? You never looked back. You had him.
Oh, yeah, that's on him. He knows how fast I'm going, and, he can see the play behind me. I was just had my head down and figured there'd be a chance to maybe get inside the Parker there, and worked out.
Entering Thursday, Patrick Corbin had an ERA of 6.79 on the road this season, but you would never know it from his performance against the Astros. Corbin, one out shy of his first career shutout, he turns in 8 2/3 innings nonetheless, as he spoke to the media after a 4-0 win.
Yeah, it was good, just getting ahead of guys and mixing in and out, and just had a good feel. After that, made some good pitches. The play by Herman was awesome.
What did you say to Tori to get him to let you stay in there?
He told me to give him a reason. I just told him I'm going to get three outs and just left the fastball up there on the last guy. Just one a few mistakes that I had, and he hit it pretty good. That's the one thing I'm frustrated about. I wasn't able to finish. You don't get those chances too often. You try to do it every game.
The Diamondbacks continue their road trip in Minnesota on Friday as they take on the Twins at Target Field.